Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi, this is Dr. Ernest Lang. Thank you for having me in this podcast. Let me just introduce myself a little bit here. I came to HBU in 2006 after 25 years in business. So I spent my corporate life in all over the world, actually. I started in Chicago, where I graduated from graduate school. And I joined the United Airlines. I joined Halliburton. For those of you who live in Houston, certainly know about Halliburton. I joined the investment bank. And that's when I get invited to join HBU full time. So my background is very straightforward. I'm Chinese. I was born in Hong Kong. And I went to university in Hong Kong. And I went to the United States, University of Chicago, get my graduate degrees. And after that, I kind of take a very different, I would say a departure from the normal career path of the graduates in that school. I decided not to be in academia and instead join the corporate world for a change. I see there's a big disconnect between what we learn in graduate school and the corporate world. So I want to have a taste of the corporate life just to be different. And with that decision, I spent 25 years in the corporate world. And it is very, very fulfilling, not in the sense of being successful in business, but more in the sense that God has used that opportunity and that experience to really mold me into who I am today. And actually, he has a sense of humor because I decided not to be in corporate. I decided not to be in academia back in graduate school. And God has just used all his means to bring me back full time to academia in 2006 when I joined HBU. So it's quite interesting. I always find that quite humorous as well. So what do I do at HBU? It's very fulfilling. I'm a professor of finance at the Dunham College of Business. But more importantly, I also am the director of the Center for Christianity in Business. The Center for Christianity in Business started in 2008, and I joined the school at 2006. In 2008, the then dean decided to have the Center for Christianity in Business. Actually, it's an idea that I kind of presented to the dean and the college before I joined the school full time. And in 2009, I took over as director of that center. The center has always been a very interesting experimental ground for ministry. I say that with a lot of humility because the center started with basically no budget. And for some reason, God has provided an endowment, a provider of an endowment that basically get us off the ground in 2008. And ever since, the center has been fully budgeted, and we never actually draw down any money from the endowment at all. So that's quite a miracle right there. And the center has really expanded over the years. So this is my 10th year running the center full-time. I started out sort of on a part-time basis, running the center, being a full-time faculty. And so the center has started out by just handling luncheons and some seminars for marketplace professionals. But now we have really expanded into multi-level ministries. So we have, besides the luncheons, of course, because of the COVID situation, we don't have the luncheons anymore. Instead, we launched since last year a series of live webinars, like the one that you're watching, where you invite business people and academic people to present, certain topics related to the integration of faith and work. and it has been quite successful. So in 2 weeks, we're going to present our fifth live webinar on a very interesting topic. It's called Jesus is Good for Business. So in itself, it's quite interesting. And last month, we also held a very successful webinar by one of our own alum. And I think the title is called Entrepreneurship, Failure is Not an Option. Have attracted quite an audience. We also have other ministries. We can talk more about that. But one of the most successful ministry really is the podcast series. So we are into over 110 countries now. We also have close to about 110 episodes as of today. So we can talk more about that. We also published a journal. I would say that's a unique journal. It's one of the journal that captures the integration of faith in the style of Harvard Business Review, which is the only journal in the world that does that. And we do it very successfully. So that is a very brief introduction to the center. And on my day job, I can say that there's another full-time job for me is teaching finance to the Dunham College of Business students. And I really enjoy that. And I'm not a very good teacher, but I try every day trying to share my faith with my students using examples from the Bible in the context of the real financial and economic world. So that's a very brief introduction.
You know, that's a great introduction, Dr. Liang. You are the director for the Center for Christianity and Business and associate professor of finance at the Archie W. College of Business at HBU. 25 years, that's amazing, as a senior finance executive in Fortune 100 companies before joining HBU in 2006. So I'm really captured with your journal. I've got a copy of it right here, the Christian Business Review, and it does remind me of the Harvard Business Journal. It's very interesting. Just if you would, you've heard so many dynamic speakers. You obviously have had success in the whole business realm. What are some of the highlights that you feel the Center for Christianity and Business has helped mentor with business leaders, male and female, over these last several years?
I think the most important thing that we have tried to achieve is that we try to bring the business knowledge into practice. So let me just clarify that. Everybody who goes through business school will learn a lot of skill sets. So you learned forecasting techniques, you learn management theory, you learned financial modeling, that kind of thing. Any school can teach that. What we are trying to do is we bring those knowledge to life in the context of the biblical worldview. And that is something that is quite interesting to say the least, because a lot of business people don't think of it that way. So when we connect with the marketplace professionals, they suddenly realize that everything that they do on an everyday basis has an implication in God's kingdom. And when we say, okay, leadership, okay, Harvard Business School can teach you leadership, and we at HBU teach you leadership as well. But we teach leadership in the context of the Bible. So Bible is basically a book about leadership, God's leadership, and how it, you know, filter through that philosophy into the everyday people through his leaders. And we try to make it come to life. So the business people know that being a business leader, they need to do all these things that will satisfy not only their earthly constituents, but most important, the person who make them, who they are, the business leader, that is God himself. So we try to make it a very practical piece of knowledge that all the business people will appreciate. So we do that in multiple dimensions. So we bring successful Christian business leaders to campus, and they share their knowledge and experience with the business people who come to these kind of events. And we do it through the live webinars, we do it through our podcasts, we do it through the journal. And the business people that we impact really see that, wow, every day that I live out for God. So business is now a God-mandated ordinance. And so they appreciate now that they are not only a Sunday Christian, but now they are also an everyday Christian. And work is worship. That's what we say. Work is worship. So a lot of people don't think of work being a concrete form of worship, but it is. That's what the center is trying to, impact people through.
Now, Houston is unique in the business community in that I know there are Christians in the business world all over the country, but here in Houston, sometimes I wonder if there's more of them, because it just seems like we see a number of really valiant Christians in all kinds of different business endeavors who are maintaining a strong testimony. The big myth is that if you're going to win in business, you don't need God. Well, that's obviously not true. Can you elaborate on the uniqueness of Houston as it relates to the Center for Christianity and Business and HBU itself?
I think you point to a very interesting, very important fact as well. I think that we are in the heart of the Bible Belt. And I think that the message that we're trying to get across might be falling on harder soils. We are in Massachusetts or New York City, but in Houston it's quite receptive. So all the people who come to our events basically find a deep connection with the message. Even for people who are just seekers, who are not professed Christians, they find that these kind of things really resonate with them. So from everything from ethics, which is Bible-based, to skills that actually have an implication about, impacting their stakeholders at various levels. They all have a biblical root, and a lot of business people do not realize that. And so even if you're not a Christian, let's say, you come to our events and you listen to our podcast, if you just scroll through our podcast, just topics, you will see that a lot of these topics sounds like just random business titles. They have no special implications from a biblical perspective. But when they hear about the people who talk about these things, and when they give the testimony, they suddenly realize, oh, all these things really have a biblical dimension to it. And they really appreciate it. And I have students, professed at St. Thomas before I came to HBU full-time when I was investment banking. I taught on a part-time basis at St. Thomas at night. And some of my students obviously were not Christians. So several of them who are in Houston right now, they are not Christians, but they come to our events occasionally, and they really, and one particularly subscribed to our podcast. And every time he received a podcast episode, he sent me a thank you note and saying that I really appreciate it. You know, I think these messages need to be heard. And so coming from a non-Christian, I think that is a testimony to how impactful these ministries are.
Now let's give the title of the podcast and the title of your website for the Christianity and Business Center.
Yeah, the main website is just Christianity and Business, one word, christianityinbusiness.com. And you can also navigate through to that website from within the Dunham College of Business page. And then once you get into the site, you can see all kinds of things. We have like podcasts, we have webinars, and we have the journal, Christian Business Review Journal. You have events and all these things you can navigate through. And there's also a donate tab.
Very
because
important.
The center is actually independent. The center is fully supported by our own constituents. So we do not receive any funding at all from the university or the college.
Sure. I want to just pause for a minute. You know, as I've done, this is my 200th podcast here with HBU. And so I've heard two things repeatedly from the students at HBU. They've said, number one, I feel like HBU is a family. People care about me. And the second thing is I get personal attention. You know, when you go to a major university, often you're a number, it's a huge, hundreds of people in the class. Can you speak about the advantage for a prospective student, a business student, whether undergraduate or graduate, to come to HBU and what they could receive?
I cannot speak for the other colleges, but I think the other colleges would do probably even a better job than we do in Dunham College of Business. But in the Dunham College of Business, I think every professor has a personal mission to impact the whole of the student. So not just, you know, from a secular skill set standpoint, but we also want to be an influence on how they look at the world and themselves with the correct perspective. And that correct perspective is the Christian worldview. And so when we, you know, teach in classroom, we try to connect, you know, that fact to what we teach our students. That is one thing that is probably not found in many, definitely not in secular universities, but even in many Christian schools that I know of, that connection is probably not very transparent, but we try our best at the Dunham College of Business. So I cannot speak for all of my colleagues, but in my class, a lot of people think that, well, finance is probably very difficult where it comes to, you know, connecting the dots, you know, between the biblical worldview and the financial skills, let's say investment, which is what I teach. And that's exactly the opposite of what is true, because you go by the deep principles of investment science, you can find most of them I read it in the Bible, and that is quite surprising. Mm-hmm. So when I teach my students, I need to let them know that, you know, what is the right thing to do? What is the right attitude toward investment? You are doing something to help the flourishing of humankind. So you're not trying to just, you know, enrich some companies who are trying to make money for whatever path that they want to get themselves into to make money. So there is the right perspective of investing. There's the wrong perspective of investing, and we try to make that difference. The other things, of course, you know, our small size of the class. You know, in my class, I have on the average maybe 10 to 15 students at most. Graduate class sometimes is getting a little bit bigger now. I don't know why. It's just because we are more successful including graduate students. So the graduate student class can get up to 25 students, but that is probably the maximum. Online class is totally different ballgame. But face-to-face classes, they typically don't go over 25 people. So that allows us to have an individual, you know, connection with our students. So when a student is falling behind, at least I don't know about other people, but I think every professor would do the same thing, trying to help them out individually. And like yesterday, I was teaching this MBA class at night, and one student really struggling hard because she is a basketball player on a basketball team. She said that because of the travels and everything, she's falling behind and she's a hard time catching up. I said, and she is trying to look for a tutor amongst her classmates. I said, there's no tutor at the graduate level in finance. So she said, well, I'm trying to get to this student who is very good, you know, but you know, he's been practicing football, so I can't get to him. I said, well, I am your tutor. So we sat down for half an hour and tried to get over the things that she was, you know, feeling difficulty with. And so that's what we do. We are not just professors, we are tutors, we are the actual classmates. We try to help them out. And I don't think that is probably going to be possible in larger schools like A&M or Austin, or even Rice for that matter. And I think most of the professors probably don't care if a student falls amongst 200 students in the classroom. But we do care, because I think that, you know, academic success is one thing, but the growth of the students, you know, personhood and the spirit and how God, you know, looks at this person and say about this person's potential. That's what we care about. I mean, everybody is born into this world with a mission as far as God is concerned, and then they are full of potentials, and we want to maximize those potentials for them. So that's what we're here for.
That's an awesome and a noble calling. You're from Hong Kong, and we've been watching Xi Jinping and the movies made on Hong Kong, and I've been to Hong Kong. It's a dynamic, dynamic city, as you know. I'm just particularly interested in what's your feelings about what's happening in Hong Kong?
Well, Hong Kong is a very dynamic city. You've been there, Jerry. You certainly know about it, and has always been a dynamic city. And survived so many ups and downs in the past 40, 50 years. When I was born, it was under British rule, and it's a very different environment there compared to today. I haven't been back, definitely not since COVID hit. I was actually in China leading an MBA student group there to visit back in January last year. Can you imagine? Wow. After we came back, 2 days later, they shut down at the border. That was quite interesting. So we thank God for that. So we didn't go through Hong Kong even on that trip. But I know that Hong Kong has really been ravaged, I would say, because of all the protests before COVID, almost for the whole year. There's a lot of protests and unrest going on. And then after COVID, of course, it was shut down just like everybody else. I think it's very honest to say that, you know, Hong Kong is becoming more and more like part of China instead of being a very independent like city under British rule. Definitely changed. And I think there's a lot of things going to change in according to what the Chinese government is thinking. I think everybody, at least the news that I've read, says that China is going to mold Hong Kong into just another part of the Chinese coastline. Okay, maybe like a Shenzhen or Shanghai. There's no different there. And whether Hong Kong will lose its edge because of that, I don't know. To the extent that they would still allow a lot of, you know, freedom in terms of a trade, inflows and outflows, I think Hong Kong probably will continue to thrive. But I think the other Chinese coastal city is going to gradually take over that role. That's my personal view.
Sure. Now, you know, Dr. Liang is the director of the Center for Christianity and Business. We want you to check out the entire website and in particular the podcast, ChristianityandBusiness.com. Dr. Liang, you know, I just want to wrap up our interview by saying it's so important, almost needless to say, that we inspire Christians to the greatest business strategies and principles that, as you clearly said, are biblically based. Because the kingdom work is dependent upon funding, and it can be a lonely world out there in the business world. Even when you're succeeding, if you're not in a network of believers, the same principle of a church applies in a business. You know, God, Jesus sent them out in pairs, and there's a reason for koinonia, fellowship. Would you just speak for a minute of the opportunity for business men and women to network and be spiritually enriched through this dynamic ministry of the Center for Christianity and Business at HBU?
Well, thank you for that opportunity. I think the on-campus events that we have and inside the Center for Christianity and Business, particularly our luncheon events, and also of course our seminars, which are typically hosted over the weekend, actually teaching practical skills to the marketplace professionals. Those events really do allow, and in fact, they were advertised as networking events. So a lot of business people come to these events for networking purposes. And I know personally that many of them, my friends, they come there to network with other Christians. And at the same time, they of course hear great messages from Christian leaders. And I think for every Christian man and woman, the most important thing, being a worker in God's kingdom, is to glorify God. That's our only mission. So whether you are running a huge manufacturing enterprise or you are just, you know, a self-employed person, the important thing is you do everything every day to glorify God. And a lot of us kind of, you know, fail to realize that everything we do have an impact on God's kingdom. And they need to be reminded very frequently. And coming to these events actually help them to do that. Everything they do has meaning. And I think that one of the books that I read really have an impact on me is called You and Yours. I don't know many of you actually are aware of such a little book. It was published exactly a century ago in 1921 by a Presbyterian priest, the name of Guy Morrow, and in New York City. And it has devoted half the book to talk about business being an ordinance of God, and talks about why we need to be good stewards and how we can be good stewards. And so at the center, we're trying to practice exactly what Reverend Morrow is telling us to do. Because every fiber in our body cries out, to say that God is, our Lord and Savior, not just, at one time when we were saved, but also every single day. We're trying to do exactly the same thing every single day, because everything that we do, every thoughts that we have an impact. Whether you have employees or not doesn't really matter, because you relate to other people. And you are here for doing something which is to allow the world to flourish. But at the same time, we are sort of co-creators with God. And that's what we call the cultural mandate, that we are doing things to continue the creation work that God has given us to do. At the center, we're trying to, just reinforce that message. People come to these events to learn about how they can do that effectively on a daily basis. So when we walk out of the church door every Sunday, we don't want you to just forget that who you are. I mean, you are a Christian first. So you live by your identity as a Christian. Business is just a vocation that you do. You can be a homemaker. You can have similar influence. You can be a student. You can have the same influence, but you are a worker. If you're a business leader, a professional in the marketplace, you have a mission. You have an obligation to do to glorify God. And I think that's the message we're trying to get across.
That's an awesome message, Dr. Ernest Liang. Thank you so much today for being with us, the director of the Center for Christianity and Business, ChristianityandBusiness.com, associate professor of finance in the Archie W. Dunham College of Business at Houston Baptist University. There is a place for you at HBU. You can learn more by calling our admissions, 281-649-3211, hbu.edu/admissions. And our graduate school, hbu.edu/grad, G-R-A-D, 281-649-3269. Our online division is hbuonline.com, 1-855-428-1960. Dr. Liang, we are really grateful for the gift you are at HBU, for your leadership, for your family. Thank you so much for what you're doing. The beautiful contagious effect that your life and vision has had to others. It's an inspiration to all of us here at HBU. And we're deeply grateful to you for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Have a great day, my friend. We appreciate you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.